Hello, this is George Alprezlian from MillionDollarMindPower.com, and we're doing our latest pre-launch teleseminar for the immense energy upgrade of moving into the advanced module of Life Transformation System Z. There's certain people that have decided to join us in the advanced module, people who are already working with Life Transformation System Z with the Clear Talk Manifesting Method. And I know that people who have not yet joined the advanced module will be listening to this recording today and to perhaps deciding whether you want to come into the advanced program or not. So I want to start off by explaining what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be talking about, and also explaining some of the things that have already occurred in the pre-launch period, indicating what kind of force and power we're dealing with in terms of the collective thought forms that we're going to show people how to literally plug into your existing manifesting scripts. Now, people who are joining the advanced module called Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet have to be pre-qualified by at least writing down your goals and dreams. Hopefully, people are using Life Transformation System Z, and so when you write down your goals and dreams, you're not only writing them down, but you're also writing down in the universe, either in your Life Transformation workbook or in your Clear Talk manifesting process. And this is important because we are literally going to be showing you how to amplify, enhance, and boost the effectiveness of the manifesting that you're already doing. And that's why it's an advanced module. And we're going to be doing the enhancing, amplifying, and boosting by using only one very specific focus, which is the collective thought forms that are out there in the universe. Now, a collective thought form, for example, I was at the movies a few weeks ago, and they were doing those advertisements that they do before the movie starts, and it was something about the future is friendly. It was a cell phone thing, and they were saying the future is friendly. And so when I noticed that, that's a thought that's out there. You know, advertisers were paid a lot of money, and they had a trademark on it. Another example of a collective thought is having $1 million. Now, people don't necessarily say it that way, I have $1 million, but $1 million and the concept, the idea of having $1 million is a thought form. If you think about it, why isn't it $800,000? Why isn't it $1.3 million? Why isn't it $1 billion? It's $1 million. So instead of us really getting into a long questioning about where these thought forms all came from, the idea is that if you add them into your existing manifesting scripts, meaning the words that you have written down in your various ways that you do that, whether the electronic workbook, the Life Transformation workbook, or whether you do left-right lists in the universe, in my own universe, and on the right side you're putting down your goals and dreams, even as you're mentally doing the Clear Talk manifesting method in the universe, here's how my life is right now, in my own universe, here's how I imagine it's better. When you start to introduce, in addition to the thought forms that you're personally creating yourself, some of the collective thought forms, you'll notice that everything starts to get power charged or gets boosted. And things happen. Phenomena happen that are like the teleseminar today. We had tremendous difficulty getting the teleseminar going today. It took us almost 15 minutes before everyone could actually get on. I'm not even sure if we're going to get a recording today. And this is part of what happens with new, bigger energies. It's like opening a new factory, so to speak, somewhere, and you have to test the equipment. You have to get things up and running. And as far as the type of energies that we're dealing with, when we take our personal manifesting scripts and then connect them, literally like wire them up on different levels of consciousness to collective thought forms, it puts more juice or more power and a lot more of what is in those thought forms starts pouring in to our own universe and the thought forms that we have that we're already manifesting right now. So I'm going to give you an example of something that happened for me about mid-November of 2007. I have, obviously, my own life transformation workbook. I have a script in one of the areas, in the romance area, and in other areas, pretty long scripts. They're more than a few paragraphs long. And these, previously, I've had a very, maybe a couple of pages of script in romance area come exactly true, every single thing in it. And the woman that I was dating at the time agreed with me that everything, it had happened. And so then I started to build a whole new script over a period of about 2 years, and last November added into it. So I've got this whole script, you know, the details of what I'm looking for in a romantic relationship, and then I added in a collective thought form. True love. True love is a collective thought form. My own script was the details of what I'm personally looking for. And then I added the collective thought form, true love, and also happily ever after. I think I put something like, true love's first kiss brings two together as one, living together happily ever after. And within a couple of days, I was very strongly inspired and guided to start a set of magical actions. I'm not going to go into the whole story now. I'm just going to shorthand it by saying one thing led to another. And about a week ago, I had a 2 week long experience that had all this other, you know, minor experience building up to it that was clearly and definitively maybe about one third of what I had written in my life transformation workbook starting to come true exactly as I had written it. And the thing that was really wonderful about this experience for me was that it was very clear and easy to see how putting the true love and the happily ever after and all of that had really, really boosted everything a lot and sort of almost forced it into reality. And especially when it was coming true, and this is the most important and significant part that I want to share with you, because as you move into starting to do this for yourself, especially in February 22nd when we start the first teleseminar of the series, we're just building up the energy right now, especially then and for the 12 weeks that follow, as you listen to each recording, as you participate, not only by listening, but adjusting your energy and your vibrations and your manifesting scripts, you'll start, no doubt, experiencing similar things that I did or your own version of the empowerment of your manifestations. And so I want to tell you that the most important thing in my experience was that for 2 solid weeks, I was literally living a lot of the experience of what I had scripted in my own universe in the area of romance and some things that were happening in the area of business and career and money. And I'm telling you, it can be frightening in a certain sense, because we often will push away or resist or refuse or reject the very thing that we've asked for when it sort of magically appears or suddenly appears, because the reason that we don't have something in the first place usually is because our resonance and our vibration isn't quite right to hold it or sustain it. That's why it's in our own universe. That by putting it in our own universe, we bring it one step closer, because we are actually able to read it and write it and feel it and start to feel that, that is better than what I'm having in the universe. The thing is that once it actually shows up, in this particular case is an example for me, I was able to keep going back to what I had written in my life transformation workbook. I was so certain that the chain of events that had led up to this was coming out of my own manifestation, that I knew that any doubts or fears or inconsistencies or parts that weren't coming true exactly right was less important than that a whole bunch of my manifestation was now manifesting, and it was really important for me to embrace that and participate with that manifestation and dialogue with all of the you know, parts and experience that was going on, and stay true, so to speak. Stay true to that high, high feeling that I had invoked about true love and living happily ever after, even though in some case, you know, in some parts of it, it just seemed like, oh, well, this is just a short-term experience and it's going to be over soon. But it was still that kind of experience, that kind of feeling. And it was very, very important to stay true to the feelings that had been invoked, not only by the script that I had, but by the true love part of it. And that actually helped me to stay steady. So that I wanted to tell you as a little bit of a story that can help you understand how important it is not only to understand the power of adding some of these concepts in to your manifesting scripts, but how they can be helpful in holding you steady once the manifestations happen. So that once you're actually living the dreams that other people only dream about, which is sort of a phrase that I've started to talk about in this particular advanced module, because that's what we're talking about, the collective dreams, the collective thought forms, like having your own dream home. These are things that are out there in the collective consciousness, where some of the things that a person personally writes down might be a little bit different. Now, is there anybody that has anything that you'd like to ask or question about Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet, about the program and what it's going to be like? Just unmute yourself if you do. I should say before anybody comes on, you know, go ahead and unmute yourself if you're getting ready to ask a question or make a comment. But I want to say for people that haven't joined in to the enrolled in the program yet, that you can still do it. And even if you haven't yet started with Life Transformation System Z, you can get Life Transformation System Z and enroll in the program all at the same price if you do it before February 22nd. On February 22nd, we're going to launch the program. That means the first teleseminar is going to happen, and we're doing kind of an energy here. So once the program starts, people, I'm not sure how I'm going to, you know, work with that. I know one thing, the price goes up on February 22nd to $497. Everyone who joins before February 22nd, you can enroll for $197. I'm doing that for different reasons, one of which is because I really appreciate that people are willing to participate in building the energy up to the launching. Another thing that I want to tell you is that we're going to be, the way the format is coming out is we're probably going to have guests for the first 15 or 20 minutes of each teleseminar. I've been talking to different people who bring a powerful energy that helps and assists what we're doing here, boosting and amplifying your manifestations by sharing and teaching about how exactly to connect the collective to the collective thought forms and add them into your manifesting scripts. And I've been having conversations not only with people who are participating in the teleseminars, but with people who could be sort of like guests, guest teachers, if you will, guest contributors. And the way that I'm going to structure that, I think, is I'm going to start the first 15 or 20 minutes of some of the teleseminars with a special guest. And I have a good feeling about where that's going to go for us, what that's going to lead to. And then we'll do some more discussion and interaction with the people who are participating after that. And the format is going to be 1 hour. So that's something to look forward to, not only getting the concept, because we're really only talking one very simple concept here, but there's a lot involved. And so I can tell you right now, the whole thing is about connecting your existing manifesting scripts to the collective thought forms, period. That's it. Okay, you don't need to order the teleseminar. Now you know what it's all about. You know, it's just that simple. That's the idea. But no, the actual process and experience of doing that is so intense and complex that there are some things that we need to talk about and share with you and describe more about exactly, you know, what to do. For example, negative thoughts. When you have incredibly powerful positive manifestations in your life due to the law of polarity, you often will invoke negative response to it, a negative reaction or a kickback or a backlash. And this doesn't mean that this is something that has to happen, but sometimes it'll come up. Like, you suddenly have great success in one area, and then you have all kinds of doubts and fears and worries. And so moving through fear into having a better life, for example, is perhaps one of the things that we might end up either spending one of the whole teleseminars on in relationship to this particular subject, or we might just keep touching on it as needed as we move along, because that's partly what happens, is you get this technology, you get life transformation systems working for you, then you get it to work even stronger. Suddenly you're able to control your thoughts, you're able to put down your goals and dreams and get them to materialize in such an efficiency that historically nobody has probably, it's been very rare for anyone to be able to reliably and repeatedly do this kind of work with their thoughts. Well, you know, we're in a new world, we're approaching a new world in 2012 perhaps, and we can do things that we could never do before. You know, there never used to be teleseminars and telephones and electricity and cars and so on. So we have a lot of things that are new, and it doesn't surprise me that one of the new things that we can do is use our thoughts in ways that were much more difficult or for most people impossible in the past, and now everyone, or at least the people participating here and more people around the world, are able to use their thoughts so powerfully that it can actually be a little bit disturbing or a little bit cause you fear or different kind of unexpected phenomena that occur around the positive experience of focusing and concentrating your thoughts and manifesting your goals and dreams from thought power and using collective thoughts to push and amplify and boost and strengthen and stabilize your personal goals and dreams. So moving through fear into a better life is something that I'm talking about right now and will be an experience that you may enjoy doing. Now, it doesn't sound enjoyable to move through fear, but if you think about it, living in fear is one thing, but moving through fear and having the experience of moving through fear, like stepping through a wall, so to speak, an energy wall, and just kind of stepping out of it and into the experience of a better life, and oh, now you're in a better life, and you can actually live that better life, and it's all materialized around you in whatever way you have defined it to be. And you're experiencing now, for example, what it's like to live in your dream home, or to have your dream relationship, or any one of these collective thought forms intermingled with your personal goals and dreams becomes your reality. And part of the experience of pushing you there, boosting you there, amplifying you there, teaching you how to simply and easily get there by using your thoughts with Life Transformation Systems E and the collective thoughts process that we're teaching in the advanced module, that's part of it, to teach you and show you and give you the experience of having it. But another part of being elegant and excellent about caring for you in that experience is that some of the phenomena that occur around you having that experience, you feel good about, even some of these things that at first don't really feel good. Like, it doesn't feel good to an actor when they step on the stage to have stage fright. There's just nothing about that really that feels good, or to you know, many people, when it comes time to perform or to do something, it's that first step into it, or that moment or that period of time, and you have to engage or move through the fear in order to then step into the experience of holding and sustaining the new manifestations that this Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet combined with Life Transformation System Z is expected and intended and designed to bring about for you. I think that I have done everything that I can do to just sort of give a little bit more on the pre-launch. I hope that we're being recorded, and if not, I'm very glad that everyone who's on the call today, you know, you're personally here and you're able to hear this. If you could, if there's anyone now who's listening to the call, you just come off mute and, you know, make, if you have anything you want to say or any questions you want to ask, then there's still some time left to do that. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm just fine, thank you. I'm just finding that when you're starting to manifest things that you're feeling like a static. Is it kind of like just what we're talking about earlier? I'm finding kind of like I'm full of electricity in the sense that I'm moving towards what it is that I'm working on, and it's an exciting electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Can you describe it a little bit more? Like you're feeling an electricity as you're moving. Like is it the feeling of what you're feeling, or the feeling of what you're moving towards?
Kind of. It's like I had a dream the other night, and it was like when the book was published, and we were sitting back and we were enjoying it, and almost like the feeling of stage fright, but it was a huge, warm, fuzzy feeling in my stomach. I just really felt content.
Yes. And was there the electricity? Was that part of the contentment?
Yeah, it was almost like if you touch me, you get an electric shock. You know, when you're full of static and you touch the side of a car and you get an electric shock?
Yes.
Felt like that?
Yes.
I woke up, so I actually leant over and touched my husband, and I gave him an electric shock.
Yes. I think that what we're dealing with is, with thoughts, of course, is energy, right?
Yeah.
And when we're dealing with energy, we're dealing with frequencies. Now, some people might say, well, frequencies, what are frequencies? Well, that's a measure of electricity, I think. You know, for example, different gemstones give off different frequencies. Now, frequency is just a way of describing the resonant energy of something. But, for example, when people email me, I actually feel their energy. Somebody will email me and I'll feel their energy. It's almost like a signature. It's different from anyone else's energy, and their energy might even change from one email to the next. I can literally read it and feel it. And so a dream, for example, publishing an ebook and that whole feeling of all of that is a different frequency than the frequency of not having that happen and whatever's happening right now. But since frequencies are electrical, you see, and we're dealing here with collective thoughts in the have you manifested $1 million yet? So it's not only just our own goals and dreams anymore, but for example, say the collective thought form of having a bestseller. You know, you actually, I think, mentioned that in the last teleseminar, didn't you? That it was making the ebook a bestseller on Amazon.
Yes.
Okay, so see, you're already doing it. You're adding into your own imagination the idea of a bestseller. Now, you and I probably don't even know exactly how many copies do we have to sell to make it a bestseller, but that's just a thought form that's out there, and just by connecting to the electrical energy of a bestseller, it has a meaning to it and an energy, an actual force field, if you will, or an energy signature that doesn't even need to have details put on it. We could put details on it, and it might lead us to put details on it, like, well, how many is that? You know, there probably is a certain number that goes along with a bestseller, and there might be, you know, different numbers in different countries. You know, 100,000 sold is a bestseller, or, you know, what makes something a bestseller, right? But it doesn't even matter in a sense, because when it's like mixing up something in a chemistry lab. You start off with the idea of selling a book on Amazon.com, selling an ebook on Amazon.com, and then that's a certain chemistry right there. But you could sell one copy or two copies, and that's something, because you've got it selling, and you had to get your ISBN number, and you had to do all these things, and it's on Amazon.com, and that's something in itself. But still, you could just sell a couple of copies. When you add in the thought form, the collective thought form, it's a bestseller. All of a sudden, the electricity changes, the chemistry changes. But since we're talking about, you know, more frequencies with thought forms, they're more like electricity or like electronic energy configurations than chemistry. And yet, it's chemistry because it's affecting your body and my body and the body of the people around us. So when we're dealing with have you manifested $1 million yet, we're dealing with not only electronics, but we're dealing with like literally plugging electronics into our physical bodies, like chemistry, which are chemistry. So it's like putting a wire into a beaker in a chemistry lab and energizing it with a certain frequency. Or perhaps a better analogy or image is if you had like a bottle of a certain chemistry, like a perfume bottle, for example, a certain mixture, and then you projected a light on it. And that light was a certain color, therefore a certain frequency. And somehow that frequency interacted with that liquid, that chemistry. That's kind of what we're doing here. A collective thought like a bestseller is like a frequency that's going into the thought form of selling an ebook on Amazon.com. But then all of that is something that you're doing with your own body. It's affecting your body. And so this is why we're talking about safety and, you know, frequencies and chemistry and all this stuff, because we're literally like plugging things in to ourselves and to our lives, and then that has an effect. It generates a result in the manifestation. And these kinds of messing around in our own personal chemistry lab with putting all these different frequencies on ourselves, it can cause things like fears and doubts and excitement and electrical feelings and sensations, because we're really doing stuff to ourselves. So what do you think about all this?
It's awesome. I'm getting goosebumps.
And it's something new. I think it's just happening all over the world. I think that doing this teleseminar series that's coming up, that we're starting on February 22nd, is probably lots of other people and lots of other groups are doing all kinds of things in their own world in their own way that are tapping into some kind of energy. One thing I think about is the whole Mayan prediction about 2012. The last time that the Mayan calendar did something like is going to happen in 2012, I think was around the 1500s, where literally a new world happened. Meaning, if you think about North America, for example, there were the Mayans and the North American Indians, and then all of a sudden these different explorers from, you know, different countries came in and started a new world, and we're all living in that new world, and that new world has, you know, been with us for the last 400 or 500 years. Well, supposedly the same type of thing is supposed to happen in 2012. Maybe that's just going to be that suddenly all this, you know, computers and internet and electronics and everything that's been building up the last whatever 15 years or something, or 20 years or however long, is just going to become so part of everyday life, so prevalent. You know, this thing about where you literally just get on the computer and connect with people all over the world and do your shopping, and maybe this whole, it's something like that, or telepathy, or who knows what it is, but we're getting so close to it that I think it's already starting to happen. And working with frequencies and electronics and chemistry, and that's all Aquarian age, which apparently we're at the dawning of the age of Aquarius, which is ruled by the planet Uranus, which is all about electronics and electricity, among other things. And so, you see, we might be feeling in our bodies as we're going through this program, not only what this program is leading us to, but also kind of staying on track and being in touch with and being on the leading edge of stepping into a whole new world. Not only for ourselves, moving through fear, moving through different kinds of qualities of being, like doubt or fear or worry or hope or joy or sadness or all these kind of qualities of being, and moving from a certain way of holding and feeling and experiencing all of that through the process of doing this manifesting, this thought control that Life Transformation System Z is a structure and a formula for helping you do these things that could never be done before. People could not do things like this before, and that's probably why there wasn't a tool or a system or a method to do it. Now there is, now you can, now we are, and so of course we're going to experience new experiences, and I'm saying these new experiences as the next months and years unfold may actually be so tremendous and so huge that you can use them to literally transform your life in massive ways. Have things, do things, and be things that you never could before, and that can be part of your personal experience of stepping into the new world, if such a thing is literally about to happen or happening already. How do you feel about that in terms of the electricity and feelings that you're having? Does that resonate or feel right to you at all, Victoria?
Definitely it does.
Now,
I think a year ago I wouldn't have been so receptive, but I'm just finding that I'm ready for this, so the time must be now.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of ready or not, too. I think what you were talking about before in terms of the project, well, maybe we have certain choices, but as far as what's happening in the globally and in the whole world of, you know, the energy moving towards something new and different and better, if we focus it that way, is maybe just something that's just happening. We only have a choice about how we move through it, not whether we go or not. I mean, I suppose people do have a choice about what vibrational frequency they want to live in, but this is really about inviting people to live in a vibrational frequency of their own design, meaning the thoughts and feelings that you express in your goals and dreams that you write down, and then choosing and picking like a buffet from the collective thought forms that are out there, which ones you'd like to have, and in those into your own manifestation, and in so doing, another thing that you can look forward to, that everyone can look forward to in the upcoming teleseminar series that starts on February 22nd, is that you will be able to look forward to not only choosing like a buffet and putting into your manifestation some of the collective thought forms, but you will also be learning and experiencing how to stay away from thought forms that are collective that you don't really want to be involved with. And this is also very important, and you'll become more skilled and expert at just recognizing that some of the forces and the energies that can be disturbing, you can navigate your way around them or through them or choose not to relate to them, because everything really is a thought at some level, and this training to work at the thought level not only gives you the power to express your life and manifest your life as you more and more choose it to be, but also to navigate your way through not, you know, connecting to things that you don't want to.
I'm finding that people are more receptive to, like, they don't want to just drift along with, like, the majority of people, that they're realizing that they can be proactive in the direction of their life, and that they, if they channel their, or if they focus their thoughts and their energy, that they can achieve. It's like winning, coming first in the race or something, if you're really putting your mind into it, that you can achieve it.
Yes.
And I'm finding a lot more people are realizing that, or warming up to it a lot more, instead of being so closed. It's like school, you've got to do this to get this.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, the experience that people are having, you know, in the world right now is so massive and so big and so important that people are appreciating, or I'm grateful at least, for all of the media, you know, that has made it, like movies and advertising and television and so on, has literally shown people how to form thoughts. Because, for example, like if you think about a 30-second TV commercial, that's a very, very condensed packet of thoughts. And it's very expertly shown, and it's repeated over and over again. Now, when, before the 1950s, did anything like that even exist?
And who would be thinking back in the 1950s, $1 million? It's like Austin Powers movie. You know, they were all going $1 million, and he said, what, $1 million? Get with $1 billion.
That's,
you know,
right.
Just the whole mind shift that's been going on.
So it should make it pretty easy, I think, for some people to experience you know, manifesting $1 million if you want to. Now, I know some people that are in the program or some people that relate to the program already have $1 million. And so, again, let me emphasize that the collective thought forms are strange creatures. They don't necessarily mean what they say. Having $1 million, well, it is a thought form about having $1 million, literally. And so you can definitely plug into it, and that'll help you a lot to have $1 million. Now, just saying I have $1 million is one thing, but having, going through this process, listening to these teleseminars that are coming up February 22nd and then one every week, and have you manifested $1 million, is about becoming more conscious and aware and sensing and feeling that these kind of thought forms, like having $1 million, is really a thought form. It really is a thing. It's like appreciating a tree or a house or an object, and you actually spend time with it and you appreciate what it is and you get to know it for what it is. The thought form having $1 million is a thing that has been out there in the world for quite some time, as the thought form of having true love or living happily ever after and owning a dream home or owning your own brand new car. See, I didn't just say owning a car, I said owning a brand new car. Somehow that got out there in the thought form that most people, if I say owning a car and I say owning a brand new car, it has a different, it's a different thought form. And what does that mean? What kind of car am I talking about?
I don't know, but it feels more exciting than having a car.
Yeah, and so teaching and educating and mostly just spending time together appreciating these things that are called collective thoughts, and then because you're already have your goals and dreams written down, because you're already doing manifesting consciously with your thoughts, showing you how to take those things and use them. Use them wisely, use them powerfully to amplify and boost your own manifestations. It's we're literally dealing with things here, even though the things are thoughts. People have heard thoughts are things. Well, things are thoughts. It goes both ways. And so you can take things, like you can take the thought form having $1 million, and if you already have $100 million, that's still going to bring in the right energy of having a whole lot, like having sort of like this huge amount of money that you could buy anything you want, which is really the concept behind having $1 million when it first got started. It's really not having $1 million, it's like having this large amount of money that gives you sort of a feeling of unlimited abundance and you're just really rich and you can buy anything you want. But me saying that is not as exciting or interesting as saying having $1 million. Because having $1 million is like branded out there. It's a very strong, positive thought form. I could tell somebody like, well, there's a really nice house on 250 Gray Street in such and such a city, and, you know, I imagine living there. Or would you like to live there? Or I could say, would you like to have your dream home? Now, you know, the one might actually be describing the address of a spectacular mansion that's worth millions of dollars, and the other one is just this concept of having a dream home. But the dream home is going to be more appealing to most people as an energy. And this is the idea. You make your manifestation script with all the details that you want, and then you plug in, like having a dream home in your area of home, shelter, and the things within, for example, in your Clear Talk manifesting method, and watch what happens. You'll see. As soon as we get started with this, yeah.
Sorry, because the dream home is unique to you, to your desires. But a dream home, like your dream home, but the dream home in the collective consciousness is more general.
I actually had an experience with that one as well. I have my manifestation script for having my own home, and you know that's worked well for me for many years. But when I put in that I just, at the top of my life transformation workbook, the first line, I already had a bunch of stuff in there, written out, and I put, I own my own dream home. Previously, I wouldn't put something like that, because I would have thought, that's stupid, you know, what's that going to get me? That's not my dream, that's someone else's, that's just a dream. But I just understood last November when I started to get the idea for this advanced module, oh, I see, we can use these. And we can use them because you're already doing Life Transformation System Z, because you're doing Clear Talk Manifesting Method. Now, you don't have to be doing Clear Talk. As long as you have goals and dreams written down and you're doing some form of, you know, writing. I think the Clear Talk Manifesting Method is more reliable and it has some features to it that make it more balanced than anything I've ever found. But the point is that you do need to have some kind of solid basis to plug these things into. You can't just, I own my own dream home. Might not be as effective as I own my own dream home plugged into the details and description of what you or I have already defined that we would like to manifest or that we imagine in the area of owning our own home. But when I plugged it in, it took about 2 weeks and suddenly a whole bunch of things came together for me so that my own universe, my script is completely reconfigured. For the first time in my life, I actually feel good and clear about what I would like to manifest in the area of home. And all this time, all these years, I've really had a big struggle with that. 2 weeks. You know, somebody was saying earlier today they've been trying to manifest something for 7 years. And I know when I first started with Life Transformation System Z myself, I had something similar to that. And within a few months of completing the first 5 chapters, just doing the exercises myself, I manifested something that more than 7 years I'd been trying to manifest. So in 2 weeks, I was able recently, just by putting I own my own dream home at the top of my manifestation script that I already have, I was able to just have a chain reaction of events happen that led me to be very clear and happy about what I now have written. And the idea and the vision of my own home is quite a bit different than it ever was before, but it very much expresses what I always felt that I wanted, which was the reason that I always resisted what I had written, because it wasn't clearly describing that, and now it is. Only 2 weeks after plugging that one dumb sentence into my own universe, I own my dream home.
We want to see photos of it on your site when you've manifested that.
Pardon me?
We would love to see photos on the website when you've manifested that.
Oh, yes. I think, you know, broadcasting the image of that home is going to be very healing for the world when that happens. And, you know, before we go, we're going over time a little bit here, but it took us 15 minutes to get started. And like I said, I don't even know if we're going to if we're going to get a recording of this today. So this might be, you might be the only people that are on the call. There's quite a few people on the call today. But so I want to make sure and mention this. One of the things that a couple of people have asked me, which doesn't surprise me, regarding have you manifested $1 million yet, the new teleseminar program that's starting on February 22nd, milliondollarmindpower.com is the site to, if you haven't enrolled yet, to get signed up before February 22nd, and you can request to have Life Transformation System Z 9-week Mastery of Mind program for free if you enroll for the $197 price. I'm doing that just to help people out. Before February 22nd only. After that, everything's $497 for being part of the advanced module. Okay, so some people ask me, have you manifested $1 million yet? And I was like, come on. First of all, the thing hasn't even started yet. I just got the idea for this, you know, last November. And putting, you know, stepping into this has been quite a big deal and kind of scary and everything, but I really feel it and it's already working and so on. And yet at the same time, I'm thinking and feeling and seeing the power of this and going, well, it's actually possible to do that. And of course, using Life Transformation System Z, I've manifested more money than I ever have in my life, and it's not a problem. Even for me, it's different than other people because I've invested a lot of money into publishing and sharing Life Transformation System Z with other people. So it's a little bit of a different story for me. It's, you know, that people say, have you spent $1 million, you know, from Life Transformation System Z? But it's certainly been, my financial life has improved and increased from using Life Transformation System Z. But the new program, have you manifested $1 million yet? None of us know exactly what it's going to be like until we get through it. We have to do the whole series, and probably at different times, like I'm already experiencing in the pre-launch myself, certain things happening and manifesting differently, and perhaps that's so for other people as well. Probably maybe a little less because you're getting the idea a little bit after I did and, you know, learning about it and trying it out maybe a little bit later than I am. But I expect that as we move, starting, you know, in the next few weeks, we'll do another pre-launch teleseminar. People maybe listen to this recording if we get the recording. By the time we even get started, people are probably going to already be experiencing some of the effects of putting these collective thought forms into your manifesting scripts. But as we move through the teleseminar series, I expect and anticipate that people will be discussing and talking about some of the phenomena that are already occurring in their life as they're already applying the ideas. And this is what the teleseminar series is a lot probably going to be about. It's not just explaining what it is, but dealing with and relating to the experiences that people are having of it coming true. And then after the teleseminar series, when it's just a set of recordings that people can review or buy or listen to later, more and more people will be able to understand what this is and how to use it. And as time goes on, you, the people who participated in the 12-week program, the advanced module, Have You Manifest $1 Million, as time goes on past the 12 weeks, which would be maybe after May of 2008 or something like that, you'll be experiencing more and more the accumulating benefits and experiences of stepping into a whole new reality that starts manifesting differently and better and stronger and more clearly for you, as you described and wished it to be and imagined it to be in the way that you scripted it, empowered by these new thought forms, these collective thought forms, rather. They're not new, but using them in this way is new. That is about all there is to say for today. I am hoping and wishing that we get a recording, and I'm very grateful that we got this time together, and I'll send you another email. We're definitely going to do some more pre-launch work before February 22nd. Thank you very much for participating in Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet? Have a great evening, afternoon, morning, whatever it is for you. This is George L. Presley. Peace and love.
Thank you.